Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is that time to chat with our political analysts. This morning we have Democratic analyst Michael Kelly on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So the Texas House Democrats left their state to prevent Republicans from passing redistricting maps, and they had a protest yesterday nationwide. What is going on with redistricting here in Missouri?
Well, President Trump, as you know, sent out a directive to Texas that he wanted them to redraw the maps to get an extra 5 or 6 seats. He also sees Missouri as a place where he could pick up one more seat by eliminating the Cleaver district out of Kansas City. To do that, they're going to really have to divide up Kansas City, and that potentially would give them an extra seat. It also could make them even more vulnerable. The governor indicated at the very beginning that he would likely do this because the president had asked for it, but seems to have been to be backing off right now. And Scott, I got to tell you, long term, I think moving forward with this could be problematic in the Missouri legislature. Why do I say that? Well, with the Republicans dominating the legislature, there still is the Senate where the Democrats have relevancy and the opportunity to have a filibuster. If the Republicans were to implement the what's called the previous question, it would end the filibuster and pass this. And I think it would blow up the legislature for years to come because there would be no trust in the process anymore.
Well, the legislature is obviously in Missouri dominated by Republicans. So what difference does a little redistricting make here?
Well, while the state is dominated by Republicans, there's still 44% of us who are Democrats. And of the 8 seats that we have right now, only 2 of them really represent Democrats. If they were to move forward with it, it would take it away, take an extra one away. And it's not reflective of where the state is. It's also breaking of a norm, something that happened every 10 years, potentially could be coming to Missouri or any other state in the country every 2 years at the whim of the legislature to try to change the districts to appease their president. It's just long term. It's one of these institutional norms that we seem to be crashing during the Trump presidency that will have long term consequences.
So obviously this is the big picture is national. Clearly not necessarily.
This is 100% being driven by Donald Trump. Hence the fact that you have Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker, the governor of New York, saying that they will have to do the same thing now. All of them are saying it regretfully we would do this. But if the president moves forward in Texas and in Missouri, they'll do it elsewhere. This isn't how you run a railroad, Scott. This is how you fight in a sandbox. This is not how you accomplish things.
The goal being the midterm elections, very vital next year. So what do you think the Democratic solution is here to grab back maybe control of Congress, what is the strategy you think the Democratic Party should be using over the next year, year and a half?
Well, history tells us that the Democrats, despite themselves, will have a successful off election. I mean, whenever we've seen a legislature, both in the House and the Senate, the White House, and for that matter, the Supreme Court, being controlled by one party, and the next election, they lose significantly. And we see Donald Trump's approval ratings now sliding into the 38%. If those continue to plummet, the likelihood of losing seats in suburbia across this country is high. What do Democrats have to do? They have to keep putting a spotlight on the fact that Donald Trump promised he was going to bring down prices on day one. Prices have gone up. Donald Trump promised he was going to end the war on day one. The war continues to this day. Donald Trump promised that he wasn't going to go after your neighbors and friends as it relates to deportation raids. Now they're raiding schools, churches, and other places to take folks out. That's the type of message that Democrats have to put out there as the emotion of the moment will come their way. And it's history's on the Democratic side. It should be a good upcoming election. That's why we're seeing all this movement.
Locally, we have a new mayor in the last few months, and I think it's been enough time where we can start to gauge how things are going. Obviously, Kara Spencer had to deal with the tornado pretty quick after being elected, and she's gotten good marks for that. Overall, though, what is your assessment about the direction the city is heading in?
Well, the energy level seems to have changed. There seems to be a willingness to cooperate. We haven't seen a lot of the pronouncements coming from the mayor's office that may have been divisive in the past. Having said that, I think the biggest accomplishment is exactly what you enumerated there, which was the successful response to the tornado. That's over with now. This mayor promised that she was going to work to bring crime down in the city. She was going to invest in infrastructure and find ways to bring economic development back to the city. Those are some tall tasks that right now I'm sure she's putting her administration in place to try to accomplish. But I think that's ultimately what she'll be judged on, Scott. And we haven't seen proof yet that she's been able to deliver on it. It's not that she may not be trying, but these things take some time. The clock is ticking.
Well, anecdotally, I have seen some construction in my neighborhood that I did not see before. For example, the alleys being repaved. What the heck? Wow. I didn't know that could actually happen, replacing potholes.
I was on Kings Highway going south from Highway 40 yesterday for a couple of miles, and it's the first time I can remember it being paved in 5 or 6 years. So things are happening. And as long as that continues and she's able to deliver on some of the safety promises as well as economic development, I think this mayor's going to be able to look back at her first year and think that she was rather successful.
Michael Kelly, Democratic analyst for KMOX, thanks for your time.
Be well, Scott. Hey, I enjoyed the three things this morning, and Stu is absolutely insane.
He is.
See you, brother.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.